Welcome to the Battle Plan for Victory, an online resource from TheGeneration.org designed to help young people deal with personal sin issues through the Word of God and ultimately to find victory in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Welcome to the Battle Plan for Victory. I'm Bobby Bosler, and the topic of this discussion is the fear of man. The fear of man is more focused than the general concept of fear. It's focused on fearing people. You know, the fact of the matter is, young people, one of the biggest issues that young people deal with nowadays is this matter, the fear of man. And young people aren't the only one who deal with it, by the way. Adults deal with it all the time. But you know, when we're more concerned about what people think than what God thinks, we're setting ourselves up for some pretty big failure. Let's look at the key verses here today. Psalm 27 verse 1 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Can I say this, young people? If the Lord is your light and your salvation and the strength of your life, you don't have to fear anyone. But the fact is that many times the Lord is not our light. He's not our salvation. He's not the strength of our life. We are living our lives purely in human terms on what humans can accomplish. And when that is the case, of course you're going to fear man. If the only people that can advance you, that can protect you, that can approve of you is people, then you're going to value their opinions pretty highly. Psalm 56 verses 3 and 4 says, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me." You know, when you're afraid, that's the time for you to trust the Lord. When you're tempted to fear people and what they can do to you, that's the time for you to depend upon God, to praise what he said, to put your trust in him. And it is when you are focused on what he said and depending on him to take care of you, depending upon him to give his approval, you can say with David, "I will not fear what flesh can do unto me." Psalm 56, 11. "In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me." Proverbs 29, 25. "The fear of man bringeth a snare. But whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe." You know, it might not seem it right at the outset, but that verse is all about control, because either you're going to let people control you, either you're going to let people dictate what you can and can't say, if you're going to let people hold you back from doing what you know you ought to do, or you're going to let God control you. See here, this verse says that when you fear man, you're caught. You're snared. There's a ring in your nose. You are under the control and leadership of those people. But when you trust the Lord, you won't have to worry about what man thinks. You know, in what I do, I lead the war in the Cola Clash. Most of you listening know that. And when I do what I do, there are times when there can definitely be human opposition. There have been times where people in the town have been upset because we're trying to reach their teenagers. And if I was concerned about what they had to say, I would have stopped this a long time ago. But I really, frankly, don't care what people say. Of course, I want to be wise and I want to be responsible and I want to be above board and beyond reproach and all of that. But ultimately, I care about what God thinks of my life. And I know God is the one that told me, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. God is the one who has commissioned me to reach the young people of this country in this world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm not going to let a bunch of sourpusses who have no idea what we're doing anyway knock me off the path of doing what God wants me to do. And God has something for you to do. But if you live your life paralyzed by people, you're going to keep your mouth closed when it ought to be open for Jesus. Young people, the fear of man is a great issue you need to grapple with, because if you fear man, you will not trust the Lord and you will not fulfill his will for your life. Can you see how this is diametrically opposed to the generation? Because the generation is a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God. I want God's will more than anybody else's. And total dependence on his power to do what is many times very unpopular. To reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Young people, the fear of man has got to go.
Battle Plan for Victory is presented by TheGeneration.org. That's TheGeneration.org.